Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today Maseches Gittin, Daf Nun Dal, the fifth parak HaNizakin. The Zichu Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichu Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three tabs are going to focus on, number one, the Gemara Daf Nun Gimel Amabes asserted that Rabbi Meir penalizes a shogeg as severely as Mazid for other Rabbanan. On this daf, it brings a contradictory brisa that states, according to the Gemara's final version, Achol Truma Tahora, if a non-Kohen ate Tahor Truma inadvertently, Mishalm Chun Tahorin, he must repay the Kohen with Tahor Chun, meaning already tithe produce. Shilem Chun Tamein, if instead he paid with Tamei Chun, which cannot be eaten since it becomes Truma, Reb Meir says, Beshogev Tashum of Tashumin. If it was done Beshogeg, the payment is valid. But Mezid ain't Tashum of Tashumin. If it was done intentionally, the payment is invalid. The Chavim say that in either case the payment is valid, but he must pay again with Tahor Chun. So we see that Rabbi Meir did not penalize Shogeg, although the prohibition to pay with Tamei Chun is rabbinical. The Gemara answers that this is not comparable. Hasam gabra l'shalumi kamechavin. There, when paying with Tamei Chun, the man intended to pay as required. Anim nekum b'liknesei. Should we go penalize him for mistakenly paying with Tamei Pradus? Point number two is taught in a brisa. Haya osi imo pataharos. If one was preparing tahor items for another, v'amro v'taharosha asisi imcha nitmu, and he told them that tahor items are prepared for you became tamei. Haya osi imo bezvachim, or if he was preparing karbonas for another by sacrificing them, v'amro lezvachim shasisi imcha nispaglu, and told them the karbonas are prepared for you became pigo, ne'man, he's believed. However, if he said that items he prepared on a previous day became tamei or pigo, he's not believed. Abai explains the difference. Kol shebiyado ne'eman. Anything within his ability to do, he's believed to say he did. In the first case, the items are under his control, and he can still make them tamei or pigel respectively because the carbon still requires zrika. In the second case, they're out of his control, so he's not believed. Rava says one is believed even after they are out of his control, but the second case is where they met once and he said nothing, and upon meeting a second time, he told him what occurred, in which case he's not believed. And point number three, the Gemara relates an incident of a sofer who told Rabbi Ami about a sefer Torah he wrote for someone. Azkar shalol l'kasavdim l'shman. I did not write the mention of Hashem's name l'shma, which would invalidate the entire sefer Torah. After determining the Torah was in the purchaser's possession, Rabbi Ami responded, Ne'man atal hapsid scharcha, you are believed to forfeit your wages, since you admitted you did not perform the work properly. V'yata ne'man al hapsid sefer Torah, but you're not believed to disqualify the sefer Torah. The Gemara explains that although the rest of the Torah was written properly, he forfeits all his wages because such a Torah is irreparable. In another incident, a sofer told Rabbi Aboah that the parchment on which he wrote a sefer Torah was not tanned lishma, which invalidates the Torah. Although the Torah was in the purchaser's possession, Rabbi Aboah said, Mitoksha ataneman habsid scharcha, since you are believed to forfeit your wages for having written an invalid Torah, ataneman habsid sefer Torah, you are even believed to disqualify the sefer Torah. Since he realizes he's forfeiting his entire wages, he would not make this claim if it were untrue, as opposed to the previous case where one might mistakenly think he's paid for the rest of the Torah, which was written properly. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis asserted that Reb Meir penalizes a shogeg as severely as Mazid for other Rabbanan. On this daf, it brings a contradictory brisa that states, according to the Gemara's final version, Achol Truma Tahora, if a non-Kohen ate Tahor Truma inadvertently, Mishalm Chun Tahorin, he must repay the Kohen with Tahor Chun, meaning already tithe produce. Shilem Chun Tamein, if instead he paid with Tamei Chun, which cannot be eaten since it becomes Truma, Reb Meir says, Beshogev Tashum of Tashumin. If it was done Beshogeg, the payment is valid. But Mezid ain't Tashum of Tashumin. If it was done intentionally, the payment is invalid. The Chavim say that in either case the payment is valid, but he must pay again with Tahor Chun. So we see that Rabbi Meir did not penalize Shogeg, although the prohibition to pay with Tamei Chun is rabbinical. The Gemara answers that this is not comparable. Hasam gabra l'shalumi kamechavin. There, when paying with Tamei Chun, the man intended to pay as required. Anim nekum b'liknesei. Should we go penalize him for mistakenly paying with Tamei Pradus? Point number two is taught in a brisa. Haya osi imo pataharos. If one was preparing tahor items for another, v'amro v'taharosha asisi imcha nitmu, and he told them that tahor items are prepared for you became tamei. Haya osi imo bezvachim, or if he was preparing karbonas for another by sacrificing them, v'amro lezvachim shasisi imcha nispaglu, and told them the karbonas are prepared for you became pigo, ne'man, he's believed. However, if he said that items he prepared on a previous day became tamei or pigo, he's not believed. Abai explains the difference. Kol shebiyado ne'eman. Anything within his ability to do, he's believed to say he did. In the first case, the items are under his control, and he can still make them tameh or pigel respectively because the carbon still requires zrika. In the second case, they're out of his control, so he's not believed. Rava says one is believed even after they are out of his control, but the second case is where they met once and he said nothing, and upon meeting a second time, he told him what occurred, in which case he's not believed. And point number three, the Gemara relates an incident of a sofer who told Rabbi Ami about a sefer Torah he wrote for someone. Azkar shalo l'kasavdim l'shman. I did not write the mention of Hashem's name l'shma, which would invalidate the entire sefer Torah. After determining the Torah was in the purchaser's possession, Rabbi Ami responded, Ne'eman atal hapsid scharcha, you are believed to forfeit your wages, since you admitted you did not perform the work properly. V'yata ne'eman al hapsid sefer Torah, but you're not believed to disqualify the sefer Torah. The Gemara explains that although the rest of the Torah was written properly, he forfeits all his wages because such a Torah is irreparable. In another incident, a sofer told Rabbi Abo that the parchment on which he wrote a sefer Torah was not tanned l'shma, which invalidates the Torah. Although the Torah was in the purchaser's possession, Rabbi Avo said, since you are believed to forfeit your wages for having written an invalid Torah, you are even believed to disqualify the Sefer Torah. Since he realizes he's forfeiting his entire wages, he would not make this claim if it were untrue, as opposed to the previous case where one might mistakenly think he's paid for the rest of the Torah, which was written properly. All right, so now we go to our simmer daf nun dalet, and our standard simmon is noodles. So here goes. The Kohen, who was outraged when he saw that the Yisrael, who accidentally ate his green noodle dish made from Tahor Truma, repaid him a shogeg with Tamei Chulin, wasn't believed when he told the man he was a mafagel the carbon he brought on his behalf the day before, and that the Sefer Torah he had written for him that was now in this man's possession was puzzle because he didn't write Hashem's names. Lishma. Once again, it's a motion. The Kohen, who was outraged when he saw that the Yisrael, who accidentally ate his green noodle dish, green noodles, that must be more daf nun dalet, noodles. The Kohen, who was outraged when he saw that the Yisrael, who accidentally ate his green noodle dish made from Tahor Truma, repaid him a shogeg with Tamei Chulin, which reminds us, the Gemara daf nun gimel amud beis asserted that Rabbi Meir penalizes a shogeg as severely as mazid for a drabban, yet he rules in a brisa that if a non-Kohen ate Tahor Truma b'shogeg, instead of paying him Tahor Chulin, he paid him a Tamei Chulin, which cannot be eaten since it becomes Truma. Rabbi Meir says, b'shogeg tashum of tashumim, if it was done b'shogeg, the payment is valid. But mazid, the payment is invalid. The Gemara answers that this is not comparable, since there, when paying with Tamei Chulin, the man intended to pay as required. Should we go and penalize him for mistakenly paying with Tamei Produce? So the Kohen was outraged when he saw that the Yisrael, who accidentally ate his green noodle dish made from Tahor Truma, repaid him a shogeg with Tamei Chulin, wasn't believed when he told the man he was mafagel the carbon he brought on his behalf the day before, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa that if one was preparing tahor items for another, and he told him the tahor items are prepared for he became tameh, or if he was preparing karbanos for another by sacrificing them, and he told him the karbanos are prepared for you became pigel, he's believed. However, if he said that items he prepared on a previous day became tameh or pigel, he's not believed. Abai explains the difference, kol shebiyado neman, anything within his ability to do, now he's believed to say he did. But something that's no longer in his ability to do, such as something that was done the day before, he's not believed. Rava gives a different explanation. So the Kohen, who was outraged when he saw that the Yisrael, who accidentally ate his green noodle dish made from Tahor Truma, repaid him b'shogeg with Tamei Chulin, wasn't believed when he told the man he was mafago the carbon he brought on his behalf the day before, and that the Sefer Torah he had written for him that was now in this man's possession was pasul because he didn't write Hashem's names, Lishma. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates an incident of a sofer told Rabbi Ami about a Sefer Torah he wrote for someone. I did not write the mentions of Hashem's names, Lishma, which would invalidate the entire Sefer Torah. After determining the Torah was in the purchaser's possession, Rabbi Ami responded, Ne'eman atal hapsid scharcha, you are believed to forfeit your wages since you admitted you didn't perform the work properly, v'yata ne'eman al hapsid sefer Torah, but you're not believed to disqualify the sefer Torah. So once again, the Kohen, who was outraged when he saw that the Yisrael, who accidentally ate his green noodle dish made from Tahor Truma, repaid him b'shogeg with Tamei Chulin, was not believed when he told the man he was mafago the carbon he brought on his behalf the day before, and that the sefer Torah he had written for him that was now in this man's possession was puzzle because he didn't write Hashem's names. Lishma. All right, so now it's time for four Balabach Chazar. Daf Nun. So the Simmer Daf Nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The disappointed Bal Chov, who was on a non-stop flight, that must be on Daf Nun. The disappointed Balkov, who was on a non-stop flight in a small green airplane to identify the Ziburi's land he was going to collect from adult Yosomim, which reminds us, Gamora concludes that the restriction to only collect Ziburi's from Yosomim includes adult Yosomim. So the disappointed Balkov, who was on a non-stop flight in a small green airplane to identify the Ziburi's land he was going to collect from adult Yosomim, flew over some gifted Bainini's properties he couldn't collect from another debtor who had some unsold Ziburi's field, which reminds Rav Chodvai Bar Ami asked, can a creditor collect from gifted properties where unsold properties are available? He explains, was the enactment which required collection from unsold properties made Mishum Seda de Lukuchos because of the loss to purchasers? But in the case of a gift where there is no purchaser's loss because the gift recipient paid nothing, there is no enactment protecting his land from collection. Or perhaps we say if the debtor had not received some benefit from the gift recipient, he would not have given him a gift. Therefore, Matana is considered like a Pseda de Lukuchos, a purchaser's loss. So, the disappointed Balkov, who was on a non-stop flight in a small green airplane to identify the Ziburi's land he was going to collect from adult Yosomim, flew over some gifted Bainini's properties he couldn't collect from another debtor who had some unsold Ziburi's fields, and noticed a buyer of a stolen field down below collect compensation from the seller for the produce that was seized after his purchase, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Memeches Amud Beis taught that although a buyer whose purchased land was later discovered to have been stolen by the seller may collect the purchase price from properties which the seller had subsequently sold, produce which grew in the field after the purchase can only be collected from the seller's own property. Two explanations are given here. Ula said in the name of Reish Lakish, Lefisha Ein Ketsuvim, because they're not written in the original purchase contract. Bechina said, Lefisha Ein Ketsuvim, because the amount of potential produce is not fixed. Purchasers cannot protect themselves from later collections if they have no way of knowing how much property to leave with the seller. Therefore, produce can only be collected from the seller himself. Daf Nun Aleph. So the Simur Daf Nun Aleph is a beaver because beavers gnaw. So here goes. The man whose beaver team, that must be more on Daf Nun Aleph. Gnaw. The man whose beaver team built a green dam on stolen property he purchased and was unable to collect from property the same seller sold to another prior to these improvements, which reminds us, Rabbi Nassin says, when is it true that compensation for the improvements are only collected from the seller's property? Only when the second purchase preceded the improvements of the first purchaser and the obligation to compensate for them was created thereafter. But if the improvements of the first purchaser and the obligation to compensate for them preceded the second purchase, government achasim shubadim, he does collect from the sold properties in the second purchaser's possession. So, the man whose beaver team built a green dam on stolen property he purchased and was unable to collect from property the same seller sold to another prior to these improvements had to swear when he denied finding two beaver pelt purses tied together and said he found only one, which reminds us, the Gemara explains the distinction between a case where one is accused of finding two purses tied together and he claims he found only one purse, and one accused of finding two oxen tied together and claiming he found only one. So, the man whose beaver team built a green dam on stolen property he purchased and was unable to collect from property the same seller sold to another prior to these improvements had to swear when he denied finding two beaver pelt purses tied together and said he found only one, but did not have to swear when he was motive of mixes and told his accuser, a mana of your father's was in my possession and I paid him half of it. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes whether the rationale why one must swear in a case of motive amixas, that it's presumed that a person is not brazen enough to completely deny his debt to his creditor's face, applies in a case when one is motive amixas to the creditor's son. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that a person is also not brazen enough to deny the whole claim to the son and therefore must swear, whereas the Chachamim hold he would be brazen enough, and therefore partial admission is likened to him being meishiv aveda, returning a lost object. Daf Nun Beis. So the Simur Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit named B.T. Green, who was taking the beginner's course on how to be an apitropos, learning how to tie the orphan's produce to feed them, which reminds us, the Gemara clarifies that an apitropos can take truma for orphans, la'achil, to feed them, but not to store away. A brisa elaborates on other powers of the apitropos, such as using the orphan's property to prepare them for mitzvahs, which have a cost limit, such as lulav sukkah and tzitzis. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit named B.T. Green, who was taking the beginner's course on how to be an apitropos, learning how to tie the orphan's produce to feed them, saw the instructor had drawn an equal sign to teach that property of orphans is like hekdesh when it comes to sales, which reminds the Gemara discusses the moment of acquisition and purchases involving orphans. Produce which was drawn through Mashiach from orphan's possession to acquire before payment. If a later increase in value, the orphans can retract based on the statement of Rab Chanilai Bar Idi in the name of Shmuel, Nichse Yesomim Harihen Kehekdesh. Property of orphans is like hekdesh and is only acquired with money and not mashicha, drawing clothes. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit named B.T. Green, who was taking the beginner's course on how to be an apitropos, learning how to tie the orphan's produce to feed them, saw the instructor had drawn an equal sign to teach the property of orphans is like hektish when it comes to sales, and turned green watching a simulation of a thief stealing someone's wine and pouring it to an idol, where he had to pay and get stoned. Which reminds us, Rav says the Mishnah's case of menasech means menasech mamish. One literally pours another person's wine as an idolatrous libation. Shmuel says ma'ariv. It means one who mixes nesach wine into kosher wine, thereby prohibiting it. He disagrees with Rav because menasech kamlei b'rabbi minei. One who makes idolatrous libations is chai for a more severe punishment, namely skila, stoning, than paying money. And the more severe punishment exempts him from paying compensation, the lesser penalty. Rav holds from the moment of lifting the wine, he acquires it as stolen goods, obligating him to pay for it, but does not become chai for his life until the time of the libation. Because the monetary obligation preceded the libation, it is not exempted by the greater penalty. Daf Nun Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian prince? That must be more Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian prince in the green robes, who had his attendants examine food someone was matame, to determine if in fact it was hezek sheino nicker, which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchokes about hezek sheino nicker, damage which isn't recognizable. Chizki holds that one is chayim d'oraisa for, but the rabbis exempted an unintentional damager kadei sheyodio, so that he'll inform the owner that his food is prohibited. If he would be chayiv, he may hesitate to inform the owner, causing him to eat the prohibited food. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and holds hezek sheino nicker loshme hezek. Unrecognizable damage is not considered genuine damage. The rabbis penalize one who intentionally damages this way, so that everyone should not go and be matame's friend's tower of foods and say, Patrani, I'm exempt. So the Nigerian prince in the green robes who had his attendants examine food someone was matame to determine if in fact it was hezek sheino nicker was outraged when the thief who stole his treasure box of coins returned the coins after the government had declared they were no longer in circulation. Which reminds us, Rapapa challenged Chizkia from a Mishnah. Gazamat Bey of Anipsal, one who stole a coin and it was disqualified for use by the government, the thief may return and say, what's yours is before you, and returned, and it's not high for its loss in value. So we see conclusively from here that hezek sheino nicker, lav shmei hezek, is not considered damage. So the Nigerian prince in the green robes who had his attendants examine food someone was matame to determine if in fact it was hezek sheino nicker was outraged when the thief who stole his treasure box of coins returned the coins after the government had declared they were no longer in circulation, and insisted that even one who damages like this b'shogeg should be penalized atu mezid, just like the Jews do when it comes to prohibiting food that was cooked on their Sabbath. Which reminds us, the Gemara explains why Rebbe Meir holds we penalize shogeg atu mezid when it comes to hezek sheino nicker, but do not do so when it comes to hamavash b'shabbos b'shogeg, one who cooks b'shogeg on Shabbos, and why Rebbe Yudah holds we do not penalize shogeg atu mezid when it comes to hezek sheino nicker, but do penalize shogeg atu mezid when it comes to bishul b'shogeg on Shabbos. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf of Machlokes is about the case of one being menasech, someone else's wine, and if it's a case of kamlei b'derabbi minei, that's on daf? Nun Beis. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss whether a sofer is believed when he says the Sefer Torah he was paid to write is invalid? That's on daf? Nun Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which daf are two explanations given as to why produce which grew in a stolen field can only be collected from the seller's own property? That's on daf? Nun. Good. Number 4. Which daf do Machlokes is whether hezek sheino nicker is a deraisa? That's on daf? Nun Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which daf do an apitropos can tithe on behalf of Yosomim in order to feed them, but not to store the produce away? That's on daf? Nun Beis. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we discuss the case of Tame Truma, which was eaten and then repaid with Tame Chulin? That's on daf? Nun Dalet. Good. Number 7. Which daf do when the one is chai full payment when his ox scores an ox of hektish? That's on daf? Mem Tes. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have a question whether one is believed when he claims his friend's tahor items became Tame or his carbon became pigol? That's on daf? Nun Dalet. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that if one stole coins and returned them after the government stopped circulating them, he's not chai for their loss in value? That's on daf? Nun Gimel. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we learn the nixa yasomim harayan kehektish, property of orphans is like hektish when it comes to sales? That's on daf? Nun Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.